News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is to establish a Financial Inclusion Council in the first quarter of next year. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan, says the council is to be set up by March 31 in keeping with the government's long-term financial inclusion strategy.
The financial inclusion strategy is to address access to finance, increase competition in the banking sector, agency banking, mobile money. Jamaica is underbanked, and really what we would like to see is more Jamaicans have an opportunity to access capital and to actually do business.
Other elements of the government's financial inclusion strategy include enacting legislation allowing some banking transactions to be done by authorized third parties, increasing competitiveness in the commercial banking sector, and facilitating the spread of mobile money. Greater access to financial services has been identified as a basic building block for achieving the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals of shared economic growth and food security. Cabinet has awarded a contract valued at $103 million for the construction of a shoreline protection wall on Port Royal Street in downtown Kingston. The building of the 90-meter-long wall is to be undertaken by Nakash Construction and Equipment Company Limited. The wall is being built at the site earmarked as the future location of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. The government approved the acquisition of a section of the Kingston waterfront for the construction in keeping with redevelopment plans for downtown Kingston. A feasibility study has shown that coastal revetment works and storm surge protection are necessary to safeguard the property. The contract details are outlined in a cabinet ministry paper tabled in the House of Representatives recently. The Senate has approved the Banking Services Deposit-Taking Institutions Agent Banking Regulations of 2016, which will provide a framework that will allow some banking business to be undertaken through agents authorized by a supervisory committee. The services to be provided will include deposits and withdrawals, payment of bills and loan repayments, electronic transfer of funds and account balance inquiries.
The objective is to allow a widening of banking access channels beyond existing deposit-taking institutions, branch networks, and electronic access channels to include the use of third-party-owned locations that will offer banking services alongside their own products and services.
Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Will Reid. Third-party-owned locations will include supermarkets, gas stations, hardware stores, money transfer and remittance operations, and lottery outlets. The regulations will also facilitate the government's commitment to financial inclusion. The regulations were previously approved by the House of Representatives. And the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has announced plans to refurbish buildings that house the various parish councils during the next financial year. This to improve service delivery of the councils to their communities. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie made the announcement at a recent sensitization session with local government representatives in St. James. He says the ministry will be carrying out an assessment of the buildings to identify those in urgent need of repairs. The St. Thomas Parish Council building, he notes, is high on the list as it is in need of critical attention. Minister McKenzie adds that the intention is to bring all municipalities up to the level of the Clarendon, Kingston and St. Andrew, St. James, St. Elizabeth and St. Mary offices, which currently boast model facilities. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.